It's the Hedonistic Way podcast.
It's a way of life.
It tastes like freedom.
It's the most divine microcosm.
Mind blowing.
It's a revolution.
Heart wide open.
Liberated love.
It's liberated love.
Conscious conversations. Conscious conversations.
The exhilarated expansion of self.
Sacred sexuality. Call it whatever you like.
All I know. It feels amazing.
It's the most decadent way. It's the most decadent way to live life.
Intimate and intuitive conversations with epic humans who are disrupting the status quo and living a life with stereo untypical success. Hello and welcome to the Hedonistic Way Show. I am Renee Main. And today I wanted to delve into how the relationship with your higher self doesn't have rules, right? Our relationships within our life doesn't have rules, right? For us to enjoy healthy and intimate relationships, for women to feel amazing, for us to work towards equality, for life not feeling so crazy, to live a life where we feel connected to source, as well as having a realistic perception to our beliefs and the meaning of life, for women to be okay with having and desiring sacred sex, having an appetite for sacred intimacy, sacred sex, to feel passion and sensuality in our bones, for us to not be tied to the patriarch or the male gaze, and for us to really understand what pain and pleasure is to really understand that the relationship with our higher self doesn't have rules, right? Just like that there is no time and space, this connection is infinite. And inside this episode, I'm going to give you 5 ways that you can activate your intuition and your pleasure because they are deeply interconnected. Now, being that this connection is infinite and there are no requirements, there's no spiritual Olympics that you need to go through to prove to yourself that you're worthy. There's no amount of green smoothies that's going to bring you closer to God. Just like beauty, just like feeling sex. Just like feeling sexual, sexy, lush, and sensual. It's the essence. It's our unique essence and the allowance of our magic to run through our veins that determines that for us. It's got nothing to do with how we look, how we think that we should look, how we should project ourselves, the clothes that we wear, how we act. It's got nothing to do with that, and something and everything to do with something that is absolutely intangible. You can't see this, but we can undeniably feel it, and that is our energy. When we understand that we can cultivate energy, any energy, we can cultivate feeling states, we can really set about co-creating this life that we really want to live. The magic that we use is based off of the current that travels through our body, right? This new era of connection is based on our ability to take the exit ramp off the spirituality junket that is rooted in colonial culture and embracing the cloak of color, of nuance, of paradoxical nutrients, whereby we're the masters of our own domain, right? Activating our eros, that sensual, erotic love, that life force, is about melting into life and feeling decadent in all of it. But why is this even important? I learned this the hard way. And chances are you have as well. I come from a history of family and domestic violence, of sexual abuse and a ton of grief. And thus copious amounts of shit that I had to work through, that I still continue to work through. When my world turned upside down, I thought that this life was impossible. I was deluding myself. Who am I to think that I could have and do something to contribute to this amazing life, right? I had no money. I was beaten. I was bruised and I was broken into a gazillion pieces. Coming from a lineage of abuse and mental illness and I had to talk my mother off the edge more times than I care to admit. At 21, I felt like I'd lived 1,000 lives. And we all have those moments in our lives where we're knocked off of our feet and the heartbreak is unavoidable. One day I woke up and I was empty. I was so fucking empty. I had nothing in me. I had a super successful business, a loving partner, 2 kids, all the things that society says that we need to be happy. I was not happy. I was far from it. This was a dark time and I honestly thought that I was going to die. And in many ways, I did. There was a little whisper inside of me that told me to self-pleasure and to listen to the universe. And that's what I did. I didn't know who I was when I didn't need anyone or anything and they didn't need me. Like, seriously, just take a moment to ponder that question, because it's a cracker and it's one that absolutely stumped me because I was a chronic people pleaser. Who am I when I don't need anyone and they don't need me? Who am I then? And I continually started to ask myself that question every day to find who I was outside of being needed all the time. It started up a dialogue that was completely unfiltered and it was pure and wise. I realized that when we don't allow hedonism or pleasure into our lives, it's not sustainable and we're missing the point. Cultivating hedonism, or what I call is erotic intelligence, in erotic consciousness, it becomes the first thing on my to-do list every day, right? Because cultivating this eros, this erotic consciousness, this hedonism in every cell of your body. When we do this, we inhabit heaven no matter where we're standing and what's going on around us. We can't avoid life, but we can learn how to suck the marrow out of it and feel delicious in it. We'll open up opportunities that we didn't even know that were available to us. Our intuition is on point and super strong. You feel fulfilled and content in your life. You'll have more intense and amazing orgasms. And most importantly, it's the end of all pursuits, right? The first thing that I always recommend is know the reality and the fantasy. There is a hidden kink that's running through every area of your life right now, an invisible thread that holds wisdom that is waiting for you. All it requires is you being really honest with yourself. Every single person has a kink profile. It's unavoidable and it's innate in all of us. So making good friends with these hidden kinks is important. And as soon as we do, it no longer has a hold of us and we shift into this much juicier energy, just giving it airtime, the kink no longer gets off on this hidden thing, right? Think of it as a kinky little devil that sits in your subconscious, that has been running havoc, and you are completely unaware of it. This is how kinks work. Our kink is not only in our subconscious mind, but it's also stored in our body. It's like a library of history books that we hold as evidence that confirms our innermost secretive fears, our desires, kinks, and our reality. So now we can take a look at this kinky, cheeky little devil, right? What you can do is grab a pen, grab a journal, and write down the reality of your sex life. Even if you're single, write down what your current relationship to your sex life is, what your relationship with intimacy is, what's it like, how do you feel about it? Where are you hiding? Where are you overperforming? Be honest. And the more honest and more descriptive you are, the better. So we don't judge it or analyze it, just write. Now, after you finish that, you can write down the fantasy. How do you want your sex life to be? What do you really desire in your sex life? How does it feel? What are you doing? What are you hungering for? And again, the more honest and descriptive you are, the better, right? No one needs to see this but you. Now look at your responses to the reality and the fantasy. Can you see the pattern and the thread throughout other areas of your life, your business, your job? Is there a common thread here between the realities, between the fantasies? Because I am positive you will see a theme here. This is a beautiful way to uncover what that is, right? This is why I love and believe in this work so much, is because we can change everything just by tapping into one incredible nectar that is available to us all. The second element to this here is understanding that you are human and holy, that your humanness is chaos, it's messy, it's unpredictable, and it's glorious, right? Yes, you are in this physical body, and you are so much more than that. So honoring both holy and human without hierarchy, right? People will often fall into two categories with this. They don't see past their human life, right? They live their life. They're doing all the things that society says that they should do. They tick all the boxes and they're going about doing their thing every day, usually not thinking about things that are greater than them, the world, the universe, or the more, right? The second person is they are spiritual, holy. They're tapped into that more, the cosmos, the universe, God, whatever you like to call it. Connect to that divine, and we can do it at the click of our fingers, right? These people are often what I would say, or they're all the upper chakras, right? And the world outside the one that they live in. They give more importance to the world outside the one they live in. So they give preference to being holy, right? So there is some middle ground here, right? There is this deep humility for both of our humanness and our holiness. This is what it means to cultivate erotic consciousness. To have humility for both, holy and human. To open up to the fact that we chose this human life for a reason and we're here to melt into the moment, as well as knowing that we're so much more. We are here for our soul's evolution, and we can tap into that innate wisdom and that universal one mind at any moment. But let's take it one step further. What does it mean for us to be hedonistic, holy, and human? What happens when we open up and invite hedonism in? We feel friggin' amazing. We trust, we love, we feel open, we feel expansive. We honor all of life and we feel it in our bones. We activate and cultivate a frequency that is most honoring of all life and everything it brings. When we feel aroused by life, life opens up to us. So my question for you is, what does hedonism and pleasure mean for you? The third thing I wanted to share was why we need erotic consciousness. Why do we need erotic consciousness versus any other type of consciousness, right? Because of the cheeky kink. We carry so much shame and guilt around our sex, it's ridiculous. And if you've done that first process about the reality and the fantasy, you can see now that it's causing havoc throughout our lives. So sitting in our shame, our guilt, and all of the self-loathing, it's important. What's in it for you? What is your relationship with this? Is it your body? Is it that you're afraid of being hurt? Is it that you don't feel worthy? Or is it that you don't feel safe? Take some time to think about it. Right? Get a sense of what's going on for you. Where is it sitting? What's coming up, even you just hearing these words? Right? What is that havoc? And just allowing to see what comes up. It doesn't have to make sense, because the chances are it won't. Okay, because that's how kinks work. They are in our subconscious. They're not going to make sense to the logical mind. Okay, so where are you hiding? Where are you not showing up? Where do you squirm? What is it that you're resisting? What is turning you on right now? What's lighting you up? What do you want more of? What are you hungering for? And welcome it all into the body. Where do you feel it in your body? Locate it. See it. Sense it. Focus on it. Can you smother it with love like you would a small child and let it build with every breath? And you'll notice that you'll get to a point where it's lost and it's lost its pull. There's no friction there. It just is, because you're completely surrendered, right? The fourth thing is your intuition and getting turned on. Follow the breadcrumbs. This is your intuition speaking to you. Intuition doesn't give you a complete picture all at once. It comes in pieces and it reveals itself piece by piece when we take action on each piece, right? So what's turning you on right now? What's lighting you up? What are you wanting more of? What are you hungering for? What are those breadcrumbs that are being presented to you? And follow the path of aliveness, right? And this is with every area of your life, not just sex. Number five, internal desire and external desire. Now, this is something that I get asked a lot, is because people see pleasure, or hedonism in particular, as this constant pursuit of seeking external desire and pleasure in avoidance to, you know, what's going on in people's lives. And that is not what we are referring to here. So I think it's really a handy tool to have to be able to know what's internal desire and what's external desire. And obviously we're wanting it to honor internal desire, right? Every time we give ourselves over to needing anything on the outside of us, then we're really missing the point. So this internal desire, external desire, right? Desire, pleasure, hedonism, it can be often seen as self-indulgent, frivolous, unimportant. But this is a big mistake because it's the key to everything. And knowing the difference between internal and external desire, pleasure, hedonism will serve us well. It's the difference between self-sabotage and being in our false power and shadow, where we're trying to manipulate and barter with the universe, right? Because firstly, we cannot outsmart the universe or our bodies. The divine knows when we're genuine and when something's being forced and faked, right? So this is the most common misunderstanding I see in spirituality, hence why becoming a dominatrix of your life and a submissive to the universe is at the heart and the pulse at everything I live by, right? So get comfortable, take some deep breaths, close your eyes. And bring to mind something, a tangible thing that you want. Something that's outside of you. It could be a coffee, it could be a nice meal, it could be a man, woman, whatever. Something tangible that's outside of you. What are you wanting? What are you craving for? And when you have it, notice where you feel it in your body. What does it feel like? Just taking a little mental note, because this is what external desire feels like, right? Now we can shake that off and tap back into a neutral place within and bring to mind something that you deeply hunger for and crave, something that you really want for yourself. It might be a feeling, it might be a feeling state, it might be a desire, an experience, or a calling that you have, a dream. And give yourself over to it. And notice where you feel it, how it feels, what it feels like, and sink into it. This is what internal desire feels like. This is the one that we want you to tap into, trust and live from. Can you feel the difference? Completely different feeling, right? Completely different feeling. So, where to next, right? You've made it this far, so you can rest assured knowing that you've stepped into the most decadent energy there is. So enjoy it. And there's plenty more where that comes from, right? If you would like to explore it more, then you can head on over to Amazon and you can grab a copy of my book. It's called Hedonistic, Holy and Human. And this is where I share deeply and vulnerably about my journey with abuse, about the exact steps that I took, about embracing the path of being hedonistic, holy and human. So grab yourself a copy, tell your mates about it, and I will see you next week on the show. It's the Hedonistic Way Show, and I am Renee Main, and I am over and out for now. But from my cosmic heart to your cosmic heart, big, bold, beautiful love to you. Bye for now.